We go now to Rick Wolf, who is on the line. Rick Wolf is with Soul Survivor. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Brad. What a pleasure to speak to you this morning.
I paid him to say that. Thank you for saying that, Rick. I appreciate it. You are the founder and the president of Soul Survivor Outdoor. What is Soul Survivor Outdoor?
So Soul Survivor Outdoor is an active duty military nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And that's quite a distinction because there are a few veteran service organizations out there, as you know. And our focus is a bit on the prevention side of the house and building resiliency into the active duty through doing outdoor adventure activities with a faith perspective and building into them this idea of spiritual fitness so that they're not only physically and mentally fit, but that they're spiritually fit for the challenges of life that they might face as well.
That's a great idea. What gave you the idea? How did you start the organization?
Well, so you may or may not know that I spent 29 years in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. As a reserve officer, and had a couple of mobilizations. As you know, the reserve community and National Guard and so forth has been very involved in the current fight that's been going on for quite some time. And one of my mobilizations as a reservist was to help Marines who had been combat wounded make a successful transition either back to active duty by recovering from their wounds and getting back in the fight, or making a successful transition to the civilian sector. And so in that context, when I had a staff sergeant say essentially to me, when I joined the Marine Corps, I did it because of 9/11 and I wanted to fight the monsters that went that were trying to destroy our country.
Right.
And now that I've come back from combat, I'm concerned that perhaps I've become the monster that I went to fight, and I'm afraid to be around my kids who they were 3 and 5. And so I said, you know, there's something more going on here than the physical wounds of war. There's something that has really hit the heart. And we talk a lot about soul injury and things of that nature when you talk to the VA or other psychologists and psychiatric professionals. And so I thought, you know what? We really ought to be addressing something that's more bedrock, a foundation right. for living. And so that's what prompted me to do this. And then, of course, having a faith discussion is challenging these days. Most of the chapels, other than a boot camp and other locations, they're kind of empty. So how do you engage in this faith discussion in a way that is engaging and interesting? And so hence outdoors, God, and active military.
Ta-da. There was a movie out when you said, you know, these men and women come home from combat and they they realize that they have become something that they are, like you said, they feel like the kids are afraid of them. And there was a movie out probably, I don't know, I want to say four or five years ago, maybe three. But it was the, and I can't remember the name of it because I have CRS.
CRS is what?
Can't remember shit.
Oh, okay.
It was a story of a combat veteran. He comes home and his relationships are a complete disaster with his wife and his kids because he is still in his brain. It's hard for the human brain to transition from the battlefield to regular civilian life, because quite honestly, and I don't mean this as a joke, there are so many people out there on the roads and in business you just want to kill. And it's like, okay, I can't do that now because I'm not on the battlefield. And it's the transition from military life to civilian life is quite tough for a lot of these folks.
It's very challenging. They see some things, they do some things that the average person doesn't. Mm-hmm. They encounter a different kind of trauma than we do. Sure. Although driving in Southern California can be trauma, living here.
I used to live there. Exactly. Yeah.
but in all seriousness, and I also have to say, I think I'm in good company because the level of sarcasm on this show and celebrating Doc Thompson's life this way is just amazing. Yeah. And but yes, the challenges of coming back one day, and because it's so fast too, you can be in Iraq one day and literally be home in America the next. Mm-hmm. And on top of the things that maybe you've done and seen, just the challenge of that culture shock is huge as well. And so preparing people to be able to not only successfully go downrange, so to speak, but also come back and do it successfully. My good friend Chad Robichaud, and I think you had him on the show earlier this morning, said that when he went to Afghanistan 8 times, mm-hmm. that he knew he was physically prepared and he was mentally prepared, but he didn't feel like he was spiritually prepared. And and that organization has just done incredible things because of his life experience and coming back and knowing that, hey, you know what, this newfound faith in Jesus Christ is really what helped me get my act together. And so I mentioned in a little bio that I sent you all that I spent nearly 30 years in the Marine Corps. And so that time frame really set things in motion and said, you know what, there's more to this. There's a root cause for a lot of the negative issues that are going on. And it's not just post-traumatic, and I say just, I don't want to demean that, but right. post-traumatic stress disorder. It's not just that. It's having some challenges in the area of moral and ethical decision-making and things of that nature as well. So what actually informs us of that? What helps us make proper decisions? What puts things in context so that when we go someplace and we come back, we can function at the best possible level. And I've been a believer for a long time, and being over 50, so I made it past Doc.
There you go. Yeah.
Can't say how much longer, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, but
me too.
If you do, don't just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't
put it out loud
for everybody, right?
I don't know if I'll live to be 90 or 100 like the Tuskegee airman that was on the speech last night. Wasn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Right, 100 years old.
That was amazing to watch.
Well, how does he look like he's 80 and not 100?
No kidding, because the guy got up out of that chair on his own. Yeah. He didn't have to have help.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
But we love doing this stuff. We want to be able to, help the active duty community as much as we can. And we enter into some of the discussions with the veteran population. Obviously, I already mentioned Mighty Oaks and our connection mm-hmm. with them. But, how do you do this life of ours, having some challenges? As I said, we're 50 years old. Every single one of us has things in our lives that they're not pretty. What happened with Doc? That's pretty significant. And we make light of it in some ways because he had a great sense of humor and mm-hmm. and sarcasm and all that. But when you're in shock over that situation, how do you respond? Do you go to the bottle? Pop some pills? In California, you can smoke marijuana. Right. What is it that helps you cope?
Yep. What mechanism do you turn to? All right. So if people want to get involved with your organization, Soul Survivor Outdoor, what do they? What's the best way? Did we lose him?
Hello.
Did we lose him?
Ron.
Ron, did you hang up on him?
No. Did we lose him?
We must have. Well, it's Soul Survivor Outdoor.
There he is.
Oh,
there
wow.
He is. Okay, he came back.
Oh, completely. Okay. We didn't hear a thing you said. So,
wonderful.
That was, of course, the most important part.
Yeah,
thank you for being here.
And
goodbye.
That's Ron's fault. So, go ahead.
Yeah, my bad, I guess. I don't know. I didn't do anything.
The website, one more time, and this time we'll listen to it for realsies.
That's right. The website, soulsurvivoroutdoor.org, and it's soul spelled like the soul of a person, S-O-U-L. So soulsurvivoroutdoor.org. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well, facebook.com/soulsurvivoroutdoor.
All righty.
And Instagram at SSO underscore outdoor.
All right. We'll tweet out a link here after the program so Pretty that people will be able to know. So that's, yeah.
Yeah, well, on top of it, I got this. It's done.
Oh, good.
Thank you
yeah.
so
see?
Much.
Well, just see,
yeah.
That's what you're good for, which we've been trying to figure out this whole time.
Wow. Really?
Rick Wolf, again, thank you for being here, and we appreciate all that you are doing for the vets, and thank you for your service as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet.
It was a pleasure.